Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Campaigning in full swing for 6th and 7th phases of Lok Sabha elections. Supreme Court slams former Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren for suppressing facts. JMM leader withdraws plea challenging arrest by ED. Mumbai crime branch forms special investigation team to probe Ghatkopar billboard collapse incident in Maharashtra. IMD says severe heat wave conditions will continue in northern plains and central India till the 25th of this month. Vietnam's Minister for Public Security Tho Lam to be the next president of the country. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals to take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the Eliminator in Ahmedabad this evening. Campaigning is in full swing for the 6th and 7th phases of Lok Sabha elections. In Uttar Pradesh, star campaigners of different political parties are campaigning for the 6th and 7th phase of elections. Prime Minister senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed a political rally in Basti district of Uttar Pradesh. He appealed to people to vote for making India developed and self-reliant. Prime Minister said that BJP has achieved the target of majority seats in the 5 phase of elections only, and that is why opposition leaders are losing their cool.
5 charan ke chunav ho chuke hain. In 5 charanon ne hi desh mein teesri baar Modi sarkar pakki kar di hai. Aap India Alliance walon ke bayan dekh lijiye. Har koi alag alag aankda batata hai. To aapko pakka bharosa ho jayega. कि पूरा इंडिया अलायंस ऐसा निराशा की गर्त में डूबा है कि अब उनको ये भी याद नहीं रहता है कि वो दो दिन पहले क्या बोले थे आज क्या बोल रहे हैं।
The rally was organized for Basti, Sant Kabir Nagar and Dumaria Ganj Lok Sabha constituencies jointly. PM will address another rally in Shravasti district in favor of BJP candidate in a short while from now. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath also campaigned in Jaunpur and Basti districts. Taking a dig at the recent uproar and pandemonium at the rallies of Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav, Yogi Adityanath said that workers of opposition are becoming nervous day by day. He will address political rallies in Sultanpur, Siddharthnagar and Balrampur districts also, while Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh Mohan Yadav will campaign in Maharajganj, Kushinagar and Jaunpur. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati will campaign in favour of party candidate in Jaunpur district, while Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address political rally in Azamgarh district. In Jharkhand, both NDA and INDI alliance leaders have intensified the election campaign for the remaining 2 phases of polls in the state. Star campaigners of all parties are scheduled to visit the state to galvanise support for the party nominees. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will be in the state and she will address election rallies for party nominees in Godda and Ranchi. On the other hand, senior BJP leader and Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma will address 3 election rallies in Dhanbad and Dumka. Senior BJP leader Shivraj Singh Chauhan will address election rallies in Dhanbad and Godda. He will also take part in a roadshow in Godda and will also attend youth conclave at Morhabari in Ranchi. BJP's Yuva Morcha President and MP Tejaswi Surya will also address an election rally in Jamshedpur. In a series of constituency profile for Lok Sabha elections, today we bring you a report on Sambalpur parliamentary seat in Odisha.
The high-profile Sambalpur parliamentary constituency was reorganized in a delimitation exercise ahead of the 2009 Lok Sabha polls. It comprises Sambalpur, Redakhol, Kuchinda and Rengali assembly constituencies in Sambalpur district, Atmalik and Chandipada assembly segments in Angul district and Deogarh assembly constituency in Deogarh district. Unemployment and distressed sale of paddy are the pressing issues in Odisha's Sambalpur Lok Sabha constituency, where Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan of the BJP and influential organization General Secretary Pranab Prakash Das are poised for a showdown. The prestigious Sambalpur parliamentary constituency was represented by the BJD during its alliance with BJP three times in a row in 1998, 1999 and 2004. In the 2009, 2014 and 2019 elections, Sambalpur sent three different party candidates to the Lok Sabha. Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has been a central minister since 2014 and is banking on the initiatives of the Union government to register a victory. The BJP-led center has established IIM at Sambalpur. On the other hand, Pranab Prakash Das, a three-term Jajpur MLA, is banking on the popularity of Chief Minister Navin Patnaik and his pro-people schemes for farmers, weavers, students, youth and women. Although a total of 14 candidates are in the fray, the contest is directly between Dharmendra Pradhan and Pranab Prakash Das. Congress has nominated former BJD MP and ex-minister Nagendra Pradhan, who quit the ruling party in the state and joined the grand old party a few days before filing his nominations. The voting in this Lok Sabha seat is scheduled on 25th of this month, and on 4th of June it will be clear whom the electorates of Sambalpur have chosen to represent them in Delhi. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
All seven Lok Sabha seats of Delhi will go to polls on the sixth phase of Lok Sabha polls on the 25th of this month. These constituencies are New Delhi, Chandni Chowk, Northeast Delhi, Northwest Delhi, East Delhi, West Delhi and South Delhi. In a series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring you a report on the New Delhi Lok Sabha constituency in the national capital. We have more from a correspondent.
Created in 1951, New Delhi Lok Sabha seat, also referred to as VIP constituency, is one of the high-profile seats of the country. It was first represented by freedom fighter and Kisan Mazdoor Praja Party leader Sucheta Kriplani, and later by greats like Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Lal Krishna Advani, K.C. Pant, actor Rajesh Khanna and eminent administrator Jagmohan. BJP has won the seat 10 times and Congress 7 times. Last time in 2019, the New Delhi seat saw 56.91% polling, and Meenakshi Lekhi of BJP defeated Ajay Makan of Congress with a margin of over 2,56,000 votes. This time BJP has fielded late former Union Minister Sushma Swaraj's daughter and Supreme Court lawyer Basuri Swaraj. She is facing AAP's Somnath Bharti, who is also an advocate and MLA. Rajkumar Anand, a disgruntled AAP leader and a former Delhi minister, is in the fray on a BSP ticket. The seat primarily comprises of shopkeepers, traders and government employees, among others. The New Delhi constituency has an electorate of over 15,25,000, comprising 8,30,000 male voters, 6,94,000 female voters and 78 third gender voters. With Durgesh Badoria, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
A total of 904 candidates will contest elections from 8 states and union territories in the 7th phase of Lok Sabha elections. The Election Commission said that a total of 2,105 nominations were filed for 57 parliamentary constituencies going for polls on June 1st. After the scrutiny of all nominations filed, 954 nominations were found to be valid. Punjab received the highest number of nomination forms, with 598 candidates filing nominations from 13 parliamentary constituencies. This was followed by Uttar Pradesh with 495 nominations from 13 parliamentary constituencies. In this last phase of elections, 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats of West Bengal, 8 seats of Bihar, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat in the Union Territory of Chandigarh will go to polls. The counting of votes for all the phases will take place on the 4th of June. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on a Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Midday News. The Supreme Court today pulled out former Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren for suppressing facts regarding filing of regular bail plea in the trial court in a money laundering case, prompting the JMM leader to withdraw his petition, challenging arrest by the Enforcement Directorate. A vacation bench of Justices Dipankar Datta and Satish Chandra Sharma allowed Soren's counsel to withdraw his plea after warning that if the court goes into the details of the case, it will be damaging for the former chief minister. Soren's counsel then agreed to withdraw the plea, which was allowed by the bench. BJP today slammed Aam Aadmi Party convener and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal on being silent about the alleged misconduct of his close aide with MP Swati Maliwal. Briefing media New Delhi, Goa Chief Minister and BJP leader Pramod Sawant questioned Mr. Kejriwal's silence over this issue. Mr. Sawant alleged that AAP has now become an anti-Delhi and anti-women party. He further claimed that Mr. Kejriwal is putting pressure on Ms. Maliwal to compromise. The Mumbai Crime Branch has formed a special investigation team SIT in the Ghatkopar billboard accident case. 17 people were killed and around 75 people injured in the accident. The SIT comprises 6 officers. Officials said that the SIT searched the residence of Bhavesh Bhire, the owner of the company responsible for the billboard, and spoke to some of the employees of the company. Last week, the Mumbai Crime Branch apprehended Bhavesh Bhire in Udaipur, Rajasthan, and brought to Mumbai. A massive billboard collapsed on a petrol pump in Ghatkopar area in Mumbai during a storm on the 13th of this month. Northern plains of central India continues to reel under the tight grip of heat wave with a continued red alert issued by the weather department till the next 5 days. We have more on this from a correspondent.
IMD has forecast severe heat wave conditions will continue to prevail over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Kerala till the 25th of this month. India Meteorological Department has said that the maximum temperature is expected to touch 44 degrees Celsius today and 46 degrees Celsius by Saturday. Easterly winds blowing in from the Bay of Bengal provided a slight respite to Delhi, which recorded a maximum temperature of 42.4 degrees Celsius yesterday, which was down from the previous days. However, the mercury is expected to touch extreme highs thereafter. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jainamani said that safety precautions need to be adopted by people to avoid the severe heatwave conditions for the next few days. Arpita Chaudhary, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Most of the parts of Rajasthan are in the grip of severe heat and heat waves for the last 5 days. The day temperature has been measured above 45 degrees Celsius at most of the places in the state. Met Department has issued a red alert of severe heat waves for the next 3 days for most of the parts of the state. We have more from a correspondent.
Temperature are soaring past the 46 degrees Celsius mark in some areas of the state, impacting daily life, forcing people to stay indoors during the hottest part of the day and straining essential resources like power. Municipal bodies are sprinkling water on the roads to protect against the heat in many cities. In view of the heat wave and heat stroke possibilities, the state government has cancelled the leave of all medical personnel and has restricted them not to leave the headquarters. According to Met Center Jaipur, the temperature is expected to increase further in the next 48 hours. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
Vietnam's National Assembly today approved Tô Lâm, the Minister of Public Security, as the country's next president following a vote at his headquarters in Hanoi. The appointment comes nearly 2 months after Vietnam's former president, Vo Văn Thiong, resigned amid a corruption crackdown. Lam has become the third president of Vietnam in less than 18 months in a country that has a reputation for its stable politics. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the eliminator this evening at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The winner of the match will face Sunrisers Hyderabad in the second qualifier on Friday, while the final match will be played on Sunday. Yesterday, Kolkata Knight Riders, KKR, defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad, SRH, to book a place in the final with a convincing 8-wicket win. In the Asian Relay Championships 2024, the Indian men's and women's 4x400-meter teams bagged 2 silver medals in Bangkok, Thailand. The men's relay team of Mohammad Anas Yahia, T. Santosh Kumar, Mijo Chako Kurien and Rajiv Arokya finished behind the Sri Lankan team to secure the silver. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning in full swing for 6th and 7th phases of Lok Sabha elections. Supreme Court slams former Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren for suppressing facts. JMM leader withdraws plea challenging arrest by ED. Mumbai Crime Branch forms special investigation team to probe Ghatkopar billboard collapse incident in Maharashtra. IMD says severe heatwave conditions will continue in northern plains and central India till the 25th of this month. Vietnam's Minister for Public Security, Tho Lam, to be the next president of the country. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals to take on Royal Challengers Bangalore in the Eliminator in Ahmedabad this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.